Today, for the first time since the U.S. went to war with Iran, Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth faced sharp questions from Congress. During the hearing, the Pentagon revealed that the war so far has cost $25 billion. The fighting is on hold, but the military maintains its blockade of the Strait of Hormuz. And PBS NewsHour has learned one of the aircraft carriers currently in the region, the USS Gerald R. Ford, will soon head home after a record-setting 10 months at sea. Nick Schifrin reports on a contentious hearing and a partisan divide over the war.
After 2 months of fighting in the Middle East, the theater of war today was Capitol Hill and a partisan fight over Iran.
Stop.
Based on the intel.
Stop. Reclaiming my time.
Because you yell doesn't make you right.
The U.S. and Israel says its campaign has eliminated more than half of Iran's missiles and drones, much of its defense industrial base, its entire conventional Navy and Air Force, and has now become a fight over Iran's chokehold over the Strait of Hormuz. But Secretary Pete Hegseth said today the threat of Iran pales in comparison to what he called democratic defeatism.
The biggest challenge, the biggest adversary we face at this point are the reckless, feckless, and defeatist words of congressional Democrats and some Republicans.
The secretary and this House Armed Services Committee haven't always been that political. But today, even some previously skeptical Republicans piled on the praise.
Everything I have seen, you have surpassed all of my expectations, and I just want to say thank you from the bottom of my heart.
And Democrats voice most criticism.
The president has got himself and America stuck in the quagmire of another war in the Middle East. He's desperately trying to extricate himself from his own mistakes.
You call it a quagmire, handing propaganda to our enemies? Shame on you for that statement. And statements like that are reckless to our troops.
Early on, the Pentagon's chief financial officer disclosed for the first time the war's $25 billion cost.
So you're saying the full cost at this point is $25 billion?
Yeah, that's our estimate for the cost.
Okay. Interesting, because I'm glad you answered that question, because we've been asking for a hell of a long time, and no one's given us the number.
Democrats argued that number misses the war's true cost.
Do you know how much it will cost Americans in terms of their increased cost in gas and food over the next year because of the Iran war?
I would simply ask you what the cost is of an Iranian nuclear bomb.
I'm going to give you that opportunity.
I would simply ask you what the... You're playing gotcha questions about domestic things. I'm not...
You're saying it's a gotcha question to ask what it's going to be in terms of the increased cost
in gas? Why won't you answer what it costs to prevent Iran from getting a nuclear bomb?
I give you that, sir. You don't know what we're paying in terms of gas. You don't know what we're paying in terms of food. Your $25 billion number is totally off. It's the incompetence. It's the incompetence.
One moment of Republican and Democratic agreement.
I share a bipartisan concern of the firings that we've seen at the Pentagon.
Deep concern about the firings of dozens of senior military and civilian leaders, including most recently Navy Secretary John Phelan and Chief of Staff of the Army General Randy George.
I would just point out, it may be constitutionally right. You have the constitutional right to do these things, but it doesn't make it right or wise.
It's very difficult to change the culture of a department that has been destroyed by the wrong perspectives.
So
with
you
the same
think
officers
General
that
George
were there.
Destroyed a culture?
There are many. We've gotten rid of many general officers in this administration because we need new leadership.
Sir, you have no way of explaining why you fired one of the most decorated and remarkable men who's
ever served this nation. We needed new leadership.
That's and so answer. Your answer is a very immature way of responding to my request.
Today's hearing was actually called to discuss the administration's record $1.45 trillion budget request, which goes well beyond replenishing munitions spent in Iran to build much-needed drones, missile defense, and increase boat building. The budget represents a 40% increase and won't survive at that number, but would help the U.S. catch up to what Committee Chairman Alabama Republican Mike Rogers called China's People's Liberation Army's growing advantage.
China continues to invest heavily in the PLA's military modernization, announcing another 7% increase in defense spending this year. As a result, they are spending more of their GDP on defense than we are.
Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, General Dan Kane, called the request a much-needed long-term investment.
As we look at the character of warfare changing very, very fast, what's layered in to this budget by our civilian leaders will allow us to start getting ahead of where technology is evolving.
But today in the Middle East, it is not advanced technology helping determine the war's fate. Iran is using the threat of mines and drones to keep a chokehold over the Strait of Hormuz. Iran recently offered to open the strait if the U.S. lifted its own blockade and paused any discussion of Iranian nuclear limits, an offer that President Trump today rejected.
At this moment, there will never be a deal unless they agree that there will be no nuclear weapons.
Instead, U.S. officials say they'll maintain the blockade, enforced just yesterday by Marines on a commercial tanker, and keep up maximum economic pressure, hoping Iran loosens its demands. Until then, tankers remain at a standstill, and the war's diplomacy in a standoff. For the PBS NewsHour, I'm Nick Schifrin.